This is the Saturday to Sunday Football Podcast.
This is where it all counts. This is why we're here. This is why each one of us are here.
And now, here's your host.
Welcome back to another edition of the Saturday to Sunday Football Podcast. I am Paul Perticchese, and thank you for joining me as always. The NFL Draft is just one day away. Here at Saturday to Sunday, we continue to cover it wire to wire. If you have missed any of the most recent episodes, please get back and check them out. We had all our tier buster shows and ranking shows. We had guests from the industry, Matt Waldman, coming on to talk about many of the top prospects in the 2024 NFL Draft. We had David Syvertson of Our Lads come on, talk in depth about the wide receiver and tight end class. And then this week, now this is our third show leading into the start of the 2024 NFL Draft. We had my final rankings episode where I went through and divulged my final rankings at the quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end position. And then we had an episode, the most recent episode was the episode where I shared my guys. Guys that I'm higher on than most, guys that I've been on the most. You know, guys that I would be pounding the table for if I was in a war room, offense and defensive side of the ball. And now tonight, it's the final episode, kind of projecting and predicting what I expect to happen in the NFL draft. This is basically a little snippet at what the Saturday to Sunday Premium Draft Projections Notebook is all about, where I'm trying to predict and project what I expect to happen from all the great minds in the industry, from everything that I've done, to try to project how it's going to unfold on draft weekend. I just, right before recording this, entered my top 100 into the No Huddle contest. That's always, you know, well reputable. I've never entered it before. Finally got my name in the hat this year. So we'll see how my projected top 100 does compared to, you know, all the great people in the industry that enter that contest every year. We know in the past we've done really good about in terms of our projections, and is what has made the Premium Draft Projections Notebook a great investment year in, year out. If you still have not purchased the notebooks, it is not too late. For $9.99, you get access to all our notebooks. You get the Scouting Notebook, which has over 100 detailed player profiles, strengths, functional areas, developmental areas, how they win, NFL role, NFL scheme fit, and a fantasy spin. You get our Rankings Notebook, which has our film rankings on these prospects, our tiered rankings. It has our Devy rankings. It has, it'll have our Dynasty Rookie rankings during the draft and post-draft. It'll have IDP Rookie rankings a week or so after the draft. It'll have, a couple weeks after the draft, our overall positional dynasty rankings as well. And then you also get the Draft Projections Notebook that just launched last week. Tabs for every single position, offense and defense, over 400 prospects in this. Snapshot of how they win, some functional areas, you know, combine testing numbers if they participate at the combine, their size, frame, all that stuff. And then ranked in order of how we expect them to come off the board draft weekend, not just a straight ranking, but instead a projecting of how we expect them to come off the board. We have a tab projecting the top 32, which is round one, a tab projecting the top 100, which is the first three rounds, and then a tab projecting all 257 picks in the NFL draft for 2024. It is the best way to support the show and to help us continue to do what we do here at Saturday Sunday. So if you've purchased it in the past but haven't picked it up yet this year, please consider doing so. If you've never purchased it or you're new to the show, we really appreciate if you check it out. It really does help us. Every single dollar that we get on those sales goes right back into server fees, hosting fees, subscription fees that we need to continue to do what we do here at Saturday to Sunday Football. So let's jump right in. Let's talk about round one to start in terms of how I predicted to go off the board. I think we're going to have five quarterbacks. Obviously, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Michael Penix Jr. Penix Jr. is the one that could he fall around two? He could, but right now I'm not projecting that. I'm projecting him to go round one. Bo Nix doesn't make the cut here. He's on the just missed. Now, I will look to continue to update my projected top 32 right up until minutes before the NFL draft, minutes before the draft kicks off. I will tweet out images of my projected top 32, top 100, and top 57 board, and then those will be the final boards that I use in terms of seeing how I perform. But right now, about 24, you know, to 36 hours before the NFL draft, I'm projecting five quarterbacks to go off the board in round one. I do think it will be in that order: Caleb, Jaden, Drake, JJ, and Michael Penix. Bo Nix just missing. No running backs going in round one. The wide receivers I expect them to come off the board are Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Romo Odunze, Brian Thomas Jr., Xavier Worthy, and A.D. Mitchell. Now, I will say this. I think there's a little bit of growing buzz here, you know, a day or two out before the draft, that A.D. Mitchell could fall out of round one and maybe to the top portion of round two. If that does happen, I think the three names at the wide receiver position that you want to keep a close eye on are Ladd McConkey, Xavier Leggett, and Keon Coleman. I think those are the three guys that are generating buzz that could hop into round one. Now, whether that's in addition to A.D. Mitchell or in place of A.D. Mitchell, I think is to be determined. We'll see. Right now, I'm projecting A.D. Mitchell in. I'm still projecting Ladd McConkey, Xavier Leggett, and Keon Coleman out as of now. But I think those are the names to keep a close eye on that could jump into the mix here into round one. Seems like the Keon Coleman buzz is starting to finally turn the other way. I've talked about a lot about him. Same thing with Xavier Leggett, and there's some concerns with some stuff with A.D. Mitchell that maybe we'll get him to slide out of round one, but right now he's still in my projected top 32 and a round one pick. At the tight end position, we expected Brock Bowers to be the only tight end in consideration for round one. On the O-line, right now I'm projecting eight offensive linemen to go in round one: Joe Alt, Talis Fuanga, Olifashinu, J.C. Latham, Troy Fatanu, Amarius Mims, Tyler Guyton, and Graham Barden. A couple other guys that are on the mix that you could see sneak into the back end of round one, but I am not projecting him as of now, is Jackson Powers Johnson, Jordan Morgan, and Kingsley Sumatatea. If we take this to the defensive side of the ball, obviously a lot less on the defensive side. Right now I'm only projecting 12 defensive players to be taken and 20 offensive players. On the D-line, right now I'm projecting Byron Murphy II and Trezon Newton to come off the board. Newton is probably, right now, if I was going to say, if there was one or two names that I was going to take out of the round one mix, I think Newton and A.D. Mitchell would be the two names that would be in most consideration. Right now, they're my final two in. As I continue to fine-tune this right up until the draft. In terms of edge prospects, guys that I think five are going to come off the board in round one: Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, Latu Latu, Chop Robinson, and then Darius Robinson. Obviously, Darius Robinson could be on the D-line DT list or could be on the defensive end edge group. Obviously, he's played both positions. His size and frame screen more D-line than stand-up edge guy, but he did line up as a defensive end most of this season. No linebackers projected in the first round for me. A name to keep an eye on, though, is Junior Colson out of Michigan. Could be a surprise late round one pick. I skipped over a couple guys who just missed in terms of the edge group. I'd keep a close eye on Marshawn Kneeland and Braden Fisk as two defensive end edge prospects that if we have a surprise guy at the end of round one, those would be the guys in consideration. If we take this to the secondary, I have no safeties coming off the board in round one. No safeties, I think, even in the mix to go round one. But I do have five cornerbacks with one guy just on missing the cut. The five guys in the order I expect to come off the board are Quinion Mitchell, Terrion Arnold, Cooper DeJean, Nate Wiggins, and Kool-Aid McKinstry. The prospect who I think just misses the round one mix is Enos Regashore Jr. So that's my round one projected top 32. Again, I think we're going to see at least 20 offensive players, 12 defensive prospects. The two guys that I think, like right now, I'm on the fence on are A.D. Mitchell and Trezon Newton, and a couple of the guys who I would have in the mix if those two guys weren't in round one right now would be Ladd McConkey, Xavier Leggett, Keon Coleman, Kingsley Sumatatia. Those would be the names that I'd be considering pushing into round one. So either a couple of those other wide receivers, and then you can look at the offensive linemen, Jackson Powers Johnson, Jordan Morgan, and Kingsley would be the three guys who might sneak into the latter portion of round one. And that just kind of speaks volumes on what this draft class is all about. You know, the fact that I have six guys projected at the wide receiver position with another four in consideration. I have eight offensive linemen projected in right now with another three that I think could easily be in consideration for round one. That's the strong strength of this draft class. It's wide receiver, it's O-line, and it's quarterback. That those are the strengths of this class compared to other ones. It also kind of coincides with three of more important positions in football. You know, those three positions, you had, you know, pass rusher, edge, and then obviously cornerback, and I do have five and them projected as well. It's very heavy in the premium positions, right? We see no running backs with a round one projection. We see no linebackers. We see no safeties. We only see one tight end, and it's a special prospect in his own right in Brock Bowers. If we take this over to kind of detailing what my projected top 100 looks like right now. Obviously, a lot of the names are similar. In addition to the quarterbacks that I had coming off the board in the first round, Caleb, Jaden, Drake, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, I do have two additional guys who I think are going to come off the board on day two of the NFL draft in the top 100, and that is Bo Nix and Spencer Rattler. I do think there's still a possibility that six go in round one, and Bo Nix pushes his way into the round one mix, and then if that's the case, I think Spencer Rattler is the only name we'll hear on day two. As I talked about, no running backs in round one. I do expect five is my projection right now, running backs coming off the board on day two. I think that number could be as low as three, but I also could think that number could be as high as seven. I landed at five in my final top 100 projection. That's Jonathan Brooks out of Texas, Trey Benson out of Florida State, Jalen Wright out of Tennessee, Blake Corum out of Michigan, and Marshawn Lloyd out of USC. At the wide receiver position, I talked about the six guys who I projected to come off the board in round one, Harrison Jr., Neighbors, Odunze, Brian Thomas, Xavier Worthy, A.D. Mitchell. I talked about that next clunk of four that just missed the cut for round one that will definitely come off the board early round two. That's Ladd McConkey, Xavier Leggett, Ricky Purcell, and Keon Coleman. But there is another handful of names. I have 17 projected to come off the board in the top 100 picks. The rest of the wide receivers that I expect to come off the board is Troy Franklin out of Oregon, Roman Wilson out of Michigan, Malachi Corley out of Western Michigan, Devontae Walker out of UNC, Jalen McMillan out of Washington, and Malik Washington out of Virginia. The two guys there, Malik Washington, Jalen McMillan, and I'll even throw in Des Walker. I think those are the three guys that I think it's debatable. I think those are the guys that you could see potentially slip to round four. I just think Devontae Walker's upside is too high. I think Jalen McMillan's production, that Washington offense, is too good. And I think Malik Washington and his explosiveness, even at his size, and now his value as a kick returner with the new rules, is what made me have those guys in my top 100. If we pivoted back to the running back for 1 second, I do think Marshawn Lloyd is the interesting one because he could fall out of the top 100. And then I think if we're and be replaced by one of these backs, Braylon Allen, Ray Davis, Will Shipley, Tyrone Tracy Jr. Those are the running backs that just missed the cut in my top 100. And the wide receiver position, I think you'd be keeping a close eye on Javon Baker and Brendan Rice as two guys who could potentially sneak into the top 100, but I'm not projecting that right now. At the tight end position, obviously only Brock Bowers was the guy I was projecting in the first round of my projections, but I will say on day two, I do think we're going to see at least four additional tight ends go. That's Jatavion Sanders out of Texas, Ben Sinnott out of Kansas State, Theo Johnson out of Penn State, and Jared Wiley out of TCU. So I'm expecting those four plus Brock Bowers to have five tight ends selected in the top 100. A couple guys who just missed. I think you keep a close eye on Cade Stover out of Ohio State. And then also Tanner McLaughlin out of Arizona. Those would be two other guys that I think could be in the mix to come off the board in the top 100, but those two did not make the final cut. If we take this to the offensive line, I already talked about the eight guys that I expect to come off the board in round one. Joalt, Fuaga, Fashanu, Latham, Fatanu, Mims, Guyton, and Barden. And I talked about the three guys after that that I think are on that real border. They could sneak in late round one or early round two, and that's Jackson Powers-Johnson, Jordan Morgan, Kingsley, Sumatea. Those would be those three guys. Still, I have 23 guys that I project to come off the board in the top 100. Almost a quarter of the first 100 picks could be offensive linemen. The other guys I do expect to come off the board are Roger Rosengarten out of Washington, Blake Fisher out of Notre Dame, Patrick Paul out of Houston, Zach Frazier out of West Virginia, Christian Haynes out of UConn, Cooper Beebe out of Kansas State, Brandon Coleman out of TCU, Karan Magia out of Yale, Dominic Pooney out of Kansas, Isaiah Adams out of Illinois, Matt Goncalves out of Pittsburgh, and Christian Jones out of Texas. 23 offensive linemen I currently have projected to go in the top 100. That is how strong of a class this is. Teams that don't even need offensive linemen should be and will be selecting offensive linemen in the top 100, taking advantage of this class that could really add some much-needed upside, starters, really good depth to the offensive line, which so many teams need. A couple names to keep in the back of your mind that just missed my top 100. Ken Wallace out of Penn State, Leighton Robinson out of Texas A&M, Cedric Van Prangringer out of Georgia, Mason McCormick out of South Dakota State, and Zach Zinter out of Michigan. If Zinter was healthy, he'd probably definitely be in my top 100. Also Tanner Bertolini out of Wisconsin. If we take this over to defensive side of football, obviously I talked about the two D-line guys I expect to come off the board in round one. That's Byron Murphy II and Jerzon Newton. After that, if we see any guys come off the board, I do have a total of eight D-line guys. So after Murphy and Newton, I think we're going to see Brandon Fisk, Chris Jenkins, Michael Hall Jr., out of Ohio State, Chris Jenkins out of Michigan, Brandon Fisk out of Florida State, Ruke Orohoro out of Clemson, Mason Smith out of LSU, Brandon Dorlis out of Oregon. Those are the eight defensive tackle prospects I expect to come off the board in the top 100 picks. Couple names to keep a close eye on. Obviously, T'Andre Sweat out of Texas. Picked up a DUI a couple weeks ago. Some worries or concerns about his weight. So probably a round two talent, definitely a day two talent, but someone who might fall to the early portion of day three because of some of those concerns. Two other guys that just missed the cut that you should keep a close eye on. I could easily see both of these guys, if not one of them, sneaking into day two, and that's Mayekai Wingo out of LSU or Dwayne Carter out of Duke. If we take this to the edge group, we talked about round one, five guys, Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, Latu, Chop Robinson, Darius Robinson. After that, these are the guys that I think will come off the board in day two at the edge position. We got Marshawn Neyland out of Western Michigan. We got Chris Braswell out of Alabama. We got Braylon Trice out of Washington. We got Adisic Isaac out of Penn State. We got Jalex Hunt out of Houston Christian. Muhammad Kamara out of Colorado State. Jonah Ellis out of Utah. And Austin Booker out of Kansas. So those are the 13 edge rushers I expect to come off the board in the top 100 picks. A couple guys that just missed. Keep an eye on these names. Brennan Jackson out of Washington State. Cedric Johnson out of Mississippi. And Javon Solomon out of Troy would be the next three guys that I project to come off the board at the edge position. Linebackers, talked about before, no round one linebackers. I do have four linebackers only coming off the board in the top 100 picks. It seems a little light. Wouldn't be surprised if that number gets to six. But right now, just with how strong I think the O-line group is, I had a hard time getting beyond six. The four names I do expect to come off the board on day two, Junior Colson out of Michigan, Edgerrin Cooper out of Texas A&M, Peyton Wilson out of NC State, Cedric Gray out of North Carolina. I think the two names that you want to keep a close eye on, if we get a fifth or a sixth linebacker, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. out of Clemson and Trevin Wallace out of Kentucky. Those are two guys that just missed the cut for me in my top 100. If we take this over to the cornerback group, already talked about the guys who I think are going to come off the board in round one. That was Quinyon Mitchell, Terry Arnold, Cooper DeJean, Nate Wiggins, and Kool-Aid McKinstry. Here is the rest of the guys. I do have 13 guys projected to come off the board. So those were I talked about the five guys already who I think are going to come off the board round one. Here are the guys who I expect to come off the board on day two, making up the rest of the names at the cornerback position for the top 100. I mentioned them before. Enos Regashore Jr. out of Missouri, Mike Sainristil out of Michigan, Max Melton out of Rutgers, Andrew Phillips out of Kentucky, Kamari Lassiter out of Georgia, TJ Tampa out of Iowa State, DJ James out of Auburn, and Chris Abrams Drain out of Missouri. This was one of the harder positions for me to kind of draw a line at 13 names. I do think there's a handful of guys who are on the border of that round three, round four, some corner names that just missed the cut from my top 100. Kalen Carson out of Wake Forest, Renardo Green, one of my guys out of Florida State, Kyrie Jackson out of Oregon, Cam Hart out of Notre Dame, Elijah Jones out of Boston College, Josh Newton out of TCU, Jarvis Brownlee out of Louisville, and Nehemiah Pritchett out of Auburn. Really strong group at the cornerback position. You're going to see some really productive guys go on round four. Some of these guys could get pushed up the board if we don't see that historical 23 offensive linemen taken like I am currently projecting. Then if we take this to the safety class, no safeties in round one. I'm only projecting five to come off the board in day two. I feel really confident about four of them, and I think the last one could really be torn between a couple of guys, so I think we could only have four, but I do think we could have as many as seven, and I think that'll impact a lot of people's top 100s. So for me, you're going to see Tyler Newbin out of Minnesota, Jaden Hicks out of Washington State, Javon Bullard out of Georgia, Cole Bishop out of Utah, and I have Cameron Kinchins out of Miami. I know he tested a little poorly, but this is just a really good football player. He was near the top of most people's safety ranks going into the combine. It's hard to imagine he falls all the way out of day two just from that poor testing number. So those are the five safeties I'm currently projecting in my top 100. But I say there's about three names that I think are very much in the mix. So while I'm projecting five, I can honestly see as many as eight. I can see as little as four. The other three names that I think are very much in the mix, Dadrian Taylor-Demerson out of Texas Tech, Kalen Bullock out of USC, and Tyke Smith, the linebacker safety star position hybrid player out of Georgia. Those would be the three other guys in the mix to come off the board in the top 100. So just kind of recapping, what I'm currently projecting in the top 100 is seven quarterbacks, five running backs, 17 wide receivers, five tight ends, and 23 offensive linemen. So doing some quick math right there, we're talking about 57 prospects on the offensive side of the ball, and then the remaining top 100 would be on the defensive side of the ball. So those defensive side, right now I have eight defensive tackle prospects, 13 edge prospects, four linebacker prospects, 13 cornerback prospects, and five safety prospects, making up the defensive prospects coming off the board in the top 100. I think, like I said, if I'm really nitpicking the hardest guys to make the cut, the three wide receivers I talked about before, Devontae Walker, Jalen McMillan, Malik Washington, I think those guys are borderline. I think Jared Wiley at the tight end position is another name that could fall into round four. At the offensive line position, I think Matt Gonclaves and Christian Jones are two intriguing guys that could potentially fall into round four. Brandon Dorlus at the defensive tackle position could fall into the early portion of round four. Don't really see any of the edge rushers I have falling. Maybe Cedric Gray at the linebacker position. Maybe DJ James or Chris Abrams Drain at the cornerback position. And I talked about Cameron Kinchins at of the safety position. So I probably feel really confident about like 82 to 83 names. So again, last year we predicted 84% in the top 100. So it's kind of like one of those things where I look at this top 100 board and I kind of feel really, really confident about like 82, 83 guys. And then it's like that last like 16 to 17, I think, is where things will be determined. So I feel pretty confident again that we'll be able to keep that 84 to 85%. I'm hoping this year maybe we can get to 85 or 86%, slightly bump up from last year. But when I do look at this list, like as I go through it, I feel really, really confident about 82, 83 of these names. And then it's, okay, how is the last 16 to 18 of these names going to kind of play itself out? How many of them do we nail? Because there's so many guys on that round three, late round three, early round four border. So there it is, guys. Projected top 32, projected top 100. Obviously, I'm not going to talk through the 257 tab board, trying to project every single, you know, player that gets picked. A couple things, though, that I think do stand out. Right now, I have 34 wide receivers being taken in out of the 257 picks. I have 51 offensive linemen being picked. Again, just showing the strength of those two classes. 85 prospects from the wide receiver and the offensive line is what I'm currently projected for all 257 picks. And then 38 cornerbacks. 38 cornerbacks is a really, really big number as well. But I just think it's a very strong class. We know everybody's looking for corners, even if it's not, you know, top two on a depth chart. They're looking for nickel corners. They're looking for fourth or fifth corners with how many quarters you need. So I think those are the big things that stuck out. 11 quarterbacks I have, 18 wide receivers, 34 wide receivers, 13 tight ends, 51 offensive linemen, 21 defensive tackles, 25 defensive end slash edge, 19 linebackers, 38 corners, 22 safeties, and then 5 special teams guys. That is what makes up my projected top 257, trying to accurately predict every single pick rounds 1 through 7 for the 2024 NFL draft. So there it is, guys. Final podcast before night one, round one of the NFL draft. I will once again be privileged to be live on air for the first hour to hour and a half of the 2024 NFL draft with Matt Wallman and Sigmund Bloom over at the Football Guys Audible Live Round One show. So please, if you want to hear my takes, if you want to hear Sig and Matt's takes, get over there, you know, put us on the computer, bring us up on YouTube, and we will be delivering pick by pick analysis during round one of the NFL draft. So, on behalf of our sound tech engineer, David Nakano, and myself, thank you for joining us, and we look forward next time taking you from Saturday to Sunday.